This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Larry Haas, former communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. He's a syndicated columnist, and he was the spokesman for the Clinton White House Office of Management and Budget. In his latest syndicated column, Larry talks about his very recent trip to Great Britain, in which the issue of Iranian nukes came up and the potential for an Israeli strike to defend its own self-interest and its own national security. And Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to be here as always, Greg.
Well, you basically tell the story of what happened at this meeting in London last week. Go ahead and tell it for our listeners.
Well, we spent the day discussing the problems with the radical regime in Tehran, from its emerging nuclear program to its continuing aggressive state sponsorship of terrorism, to its absolutely brutal suppression of human rights at home, to its regional expansionist aspirations. And we, in essence, fortified our working assumption that this may be the most pressing challenge facing the West and the free world, in particular the United States, Europe, and obviously Israel, which has been threatened with annihilation by the regime. But we came to the conclusion quickly that the West, unfortunately, even in the face of all the evidence of what a world with an Iran with nuclear weapons would be like, however dangerous it would be, that the West will likely step aside and count on Israel to do its dirty work by bombing the Iranian nuclear sites. And after that happens, everyone will condemn Israel publicly for taking military action, and privately, from Washington through Europe and even through the Middle East, everyone privately will breathe a sigh of relief. And while that would be better than having Iran actually develop nuclear weapons, that just is a sad commentary on the lack of backbone that we see in the free world these days.
Well, let's talk about a number of issues you just mentioned. First of all, the lack of the diplomatic effort working. Part of it, obviously, is Iran's reluctance and even unwillingness to really sit down with the Western nations and discuss the possibility of scrapping its nuclear weapons program, which to this point, at least publicly, it doesn't even admit that it's doing. But what about the diplomatic efforts? Why have they been so fruitless, in addition to the fact that, obviously, Russia on the Security Council is being a major stick in the mud?
Well, that's obviously part of the problem. Russia and China block more serious economic sanctions through the Security Council. But, you know, the bottom line is this. The regime in Tehran wants to develop nuclear weapons, and they don't seem willing to cut a deal that would dissuade them from continuing their nuclear pursuit. And we're not going to talk them out of it. The only thing that we're going to have a chance of doing is pressure them out of it. And for the last, frankly, almost a decade since we discovered that they had a clandestine nuclear program, we have not applied the requisite pressure to dissuade the regime from its nuclear pursuit. And until we apply that pressure, we're not going to talk them out of it. They want nuclear weapons. It's a radical regime. They don't care that they're isolated. They don't care that the world condemns them. They have an interest in having nuclear weapons because they want to threaten Israel. They want to expand across the region, and they want to challenge the United States for global supremacy. And that's not going to change without much greater pressure applied by the civilized world.
What pressure would work?
Well, it would have to be very concerted economic pressure, which would really raise the stakes, weaken their hold on power at home, which is weakening, by the way, by the day, not because of anything we're doing, just because they're incredibly unpopular. We have an opportunity, probably, to apply the kind of economic sanctions that would perhaps restrict their imports of refined petroleum, which they rely on, to fuel their economy. We could restrict the travel, the financial assets of their senior political leadership. And at the same time, we need to reach out much more aggressively to the Iranian people to give them support, to give them overt and covert assistance as they try to topple this regime. It's not guaranteed to work, but certainly we ought to try it before we just assume that Israel is going to bail us out by launching a military strike sometime over the next year.
You say in your piece, to follow up on that point, Larry, to be sure we found some reason for hope. The regime's days are numbered, we agreed, because the events of recent weeks have exposed its broad domestic illegitimacy. Any way to estimate whether that means a few months, a few years, or a few decades? There's been a lot of power-hungry dictators who've been able to hang on for a while.
No question about it, but what we've seen in recent weeks is that more and more people, even in the face of really serious potential consequences, arrest, torture, even murder, even in the face of that, more and more people are out on the streets mocking the regime. They are chanting death to the dictator, by whom they mean the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, or they mean the president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. They are wearing outwardly green, which is a symbol of what's called the Green Revolution in Iran, this effort at changing the regime and bringing true democracy. So I take great hope in the fact that we see more and more courage, frankly, on the part of millions and millions of people. I suspect that regime change is going to occur certainly in less than a decade. I suspect in less than 5 years. What I can't really glean, I don't think any of us can glean, is whether we are 1 month away, 1 year away, or maybe 2 years away.
Larry, last question, and back to the original point of the conversation, and that's Israel's willingness to do what it has to do. What's your sense on that? Has Israel basically decided that it will end up doing this because no other avenue has worked? And how do you expect this to play out?
Well, I do think the Israelis have made a decision that if the West does not apply the requisite pressure that I'm talking about in time, they will take military action. They have said so publicly. They are clearly rehearsing for military strikes. And I think that, frankly, the Israelis see themselves with no choice. In terms of how it will play out, certainly Iran will try to respond through their terrorist proxies against American interests, against Israeli interests, perhaps European interests all over the world. How serious that will be and, how much instability will occur as a result of it is very difficult to predict.
Larry, I know I told you the last question would be the last question, but this one really will be. And I just want to get your reaction to the comment over the past few days of a former Carter administration national security advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who says that the U.S. has an obligation to not only discourage Israel from attacking Iran, but given our position in Iraq, Israeli planes would have to head over Iraqi airspace more than likely, and we should actually confront them if they don't back away. What do you make of that?
What I make of it is that Zbigniew Brzezinski has lost sight of whose side he really ought to be on. The last thing we should be doing is somehow taking action that would keep the regime in Tehran and its nuclear program in place. Israel is our strongest ally in the region. We have a shared interest in preventing Iran from developing nuclear weapons. And the idea that somehow the West would not only step aside and let the Israelis do it and abdicate our own responsibility to take action, but somehow prevent Israel from taking action and allow this nuclear development to proceed and threaten the entire civilized world is something, I must say, that just baffles me.
Larry, we'll certainly see what happens here. Some say that Israelis may need to take action within the next few months. Thanks very much for your time.
Nice to be here, Greg.
Larry Haas served as communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore, served as spokesman for the Clinton White House Office of Management and Budget, and he's a syndicated columnist, his latest, of course, entitled Thank God for Israel. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.